This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, May 13th, A.D. 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Many have died from the COVID-19 draconian lockdown in the Dominican Republic, and it's not because of the virus. A doctor and missionary from the Dominican Republic, Dr. Jean Anthony, said that many have died from starvation or having to walk home through the steaming heat. He said some were even beaten by authorities for, quote, violating quarantine, end quote.
Many people work day jobs where they get paid almost on a daily basis in cash. Maybe they're a taxi driver, or they drive a motorcycle, take people around, or they have a small fruit stand, or a beauty salon, or a clothing shop. And they're surviving day to day and week to week. Many people live in these cinder block slum houses with metal roofs, which are steaming. And what the government has put a lockdown on all employment, except for pharmacies and these little convenience stores and supermarkets. So all of a sudden, you put millions of people out of work, and there's no way for them to feed their families. Mm-hmm. I was with somebody yesterday. I said, did you eat today? She said, no, I didn't eat. I said, why? She said, there's no money.
Psalm 116, verse 5 says, the Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. Dr. Anthony is putting up a website about an FDA-approved wonder drug that you can get in any third-world pharmacy called ivermectin that has treated many diseases like the HIV virus. The doctors in the Dominican Republic decided to use it, and he said that there was 100% success.
There is a wonder drug called ivermectin. Let's break the news to your hearers about this. You can get it at any pharmacy in the third world. You can buy it over the counter. In the U.S., you need a prescription, of course. But anywhere in Asia, Latin America, probably not Europe, Africa, you can just get it over the counter. It's safe. It's been used for 40 years with hundreds of millions of people. It has treated African river blindness, Japanese encephalitis, pseudorabies. It killed the HIV virus. And scientists in Australia found that it kills the coronavirus. Well, our doctors here in the Dominican Republic decided to use it. It's an FDA-approved drug for 5 conditions. This is an off-label use, so it's not some freaky weirdo. You read the press, they go, oh, yeah, this is used for dogs. Well, yeah, it works to kill parasites in dogs, but this isn't a dog medicine. This is a human medicine. They gave it to them, 100% success out of 247 patients, 100%.
Stay tuned for a Worldview special report on Thursday about this drug that can allegedly cure COVID-19 patients with very few side effects. To learn more about Dr. Anthony, visit his website, which we have linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Plus, you can donate to the ministry at homeschoolersinmissions.org. Joe Biden will not make it across the finish line for the Democratic presidential nomination. That's the contention of Gina Loudon, co-chair of the Women for Trump Campaign Advisory Board, reports justthenews.com.
I have a hard time believing that the Democrats are going to let Joe Biden be the ultimate nominee. I think he's a placeholder, and I think it's excruciatingly grotesque to watch the way they're exploiting and using him as they are. I believe it's elder abuse. I think there's very little doubt that he has diminished capacity at this point. If you look at the symptoms of dementia, he has every symptom from not just the meandering thoughts and the inability to focus and can't even read note cards when they provide them for him in a softball interview, all the way to his irritability and frustration where he is yelling at his own supporters in town hall meetings for asking the wrong question. All of those sorts of things are signs of dementia.
Despite an order to close, Monday was another busy day for CNC Breakfast and Korean Kitchen in Castle Rock, Colorado, reports CBS Denver. Listen to the reason from the mouth of Jesse Arellano, the owner of the 7-year-old restaurant.
People need to stand up for their freedom, and so much support, it's unreal.
Colorado Democratic Governor Jared Polis was upset.
And I join most Coloradans in our frustration watching videos of people illegally packed into restaurants. And thinking about all the moms and grandmothers and aunts and everyone who was put at increased risk of dying from this horrible virus.
In a television interview, Arellanos explained that some people have been downright hostile to his decision to reopen.
We have people say they want to burn the place down and hope we all die from coronavirus.
Arellanos explained that the financial burden is a major aspect of his decision, but he also lost his father last month from issues unrelated to COVID-19. Simply put, he could not take any more. The restaurant owner said, quote, "He died and we could not even have a funeral." You know, who are these officials that tell you you cannot even mourn your loved ones? How do we live like this? End quote. A rural eastern Kansas county has ordered businesses to keep track of their in-person customers by recording phone numbers and arrival and departure times during the pandemic, a move that has been described as unconstitutional and has led to a federal lawsuit, reports Herald Mail Media. Linn County Health Officer Jay Allen, a physician, on May 1st, ordered health clinics, dentists, pharmacies, banks, hardware stores, restaurants, retail stores, daycare centers, and other businesses to begin maintaining a list of their in-person customers for a minimum of 30 days. The order says, quote, "This information must be kept and made available to the Linn County Health Department upon request for the purposes of contact tracing," end quote. Referring to the practice of identifying and quarantining the close contacts of people who test positive for the coronavirus. And finally, Frank Wright, the president of D. James Kennedy Ministries, has warned believers about heresy in evangelical groups, reports the Christian Post. He said, quote, "It was Augustine who set forth a threefold standard for Christian teachers and preachers, in which he said their role was to discover the truth and the contents of Scripture, teach the truth from the Scriptures, and to defend scriptural truth when it was attacked. When those three things are not happening, the church is in desperate straits, and I fear the church is approaching the tipping point of sorts for this reason," end quote. Wright highlighted theological problems with the Southern Baptist Convention, the Presbyterian Church of America, the National Association of Evangelicals, fast food chain Chick-fil-A, and megachurch pastor Andy Stanley. He noted that 7 years ago, while he served as the National Religious Broadcasters president, his greatest concern for Christian broadcasters was not the emerging climate of censorship or even abuse of hate crimes laws, but timid self-censorship among Christian leaders who are trying to be overly seeker-friendly and not sufficiently scripture-friendly. 2 Timothy 4 verse 3 warns, "For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear." And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, May 13th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.